Welcome to 5 Minutes with Coach Myrna. This is a teaching episode, just you and me today. In the first episode of 5 Minutes with Coach Myrna, I shared the first universal law, the law of divine oneness. If you missed that episode, please download. I am teaching on all 12 universal laws because they are the blueprint for a life lived by design. They are the rules of the game. And we need to know the rules of the game if we're going to play the game correctly and win the game. Life is the only job that we don't get a manual for when we're born. And most of us leave this body or this earth as clueless as when we were born. So I'm attempting to share with you the universal laws that govern spiritual life on this earth. The first universal law that I taught on was the law of divine oneness. So today, I am going to be talking on the second universal law, and that is the law of action. All successful people are future-oriented. So if you're not taking action towards either a vision or a goal, then you will remain stagnant. Movement is what creates energy. Newton's first law states, a body in motion stays in motion. If you take action towards your goals, you will attain them. If you take massive action towards your goal, you will attain them much, much faster. Because we are spiritual beings having a human experience, your higher self, which is your source, or God, gives you guidance in the form of thoughts or dreams. When you act on that guidance, it opens up the communication for more guidance. Acting on the guidance you get from your higher self will propel you in the direction of your purpose. And one way to gauge if you're moving in the direction of your purpose is to gauge your emotions. If you're feeling excited and happy to do the action, then most likely you're aligned and you are moving in the direction of your goal or purpose. On the other hand, if you don't feel good or you've got knots in the pits of your stomach or you got a bad feeling or a gut reaction, then that is your body telling you that you're not aligned to your goals or purpose. And whatever direction you're getting, it's not from your source. It's not from your spiritual guide. It is said that we have about 5 voices in our head, and we have to be able to figure out who is speaking when you get direction or you get this thought to do something. I know that I've had to figure out my voices, and I've learned that the ones that are telling me to do things that get me in trouble, then that is not my spiritual guide, and it's not coming from my higher self. If you don't know what action to take, you can ask yourself a couple of questions. The first one is, what does successful people do? And the second question is, what do I have to become to do something I have not done before? Taking action usually means stretching yourself to do something new or something that you have not done before. And playing to your strengths is not going to do it. Playing to your strengths will not stretch you. You have to get out of your comfort zone and stretch yourself like a rubber band. Your strengths can be categorized into 2 columns. The first column are the ones you were born with. And the outer column is the ones that you have to cultivate, also called skills. For example, Warren Buffett tells the story that he was deathly afraid of public speaking, but he was born with the ability to do math. At a very young age, he had the ability to take apart financial statements, very complex ones, and understand the true value of a company. But he had zero ability as a speaker. In fact, it scared him to death. So what did he do? He cultivated that strength. He took action. He joined Toastmasters. Tony Robbins teaches that not only should you take action, but you should take massive action. And most coaches will tell their clients that if you have a goal, that you take some action towards that goal. For example, if you want to drive a Mercedes-Benz, and that is your goal car and your profile car, then you take an action. You either order a brochure or you go test drive a car. Neither costs you anything. Another example, if you want to enroll in higher education to get that degree, then you go visit the campus, you get some information on their schedules, you get maybe apply for a loan, but you do something. But massive action is totally different. Massive action is you quitting your job and starting your own business. Massive action is Ed Sheeran getting on a plane and coming to America looking for a record deal with no money in his pocket and sleeping on the subway until he found work. And he got massive success. So, in conclusion, I want to remind you to take action. Take massive action, in fact. It is a universal law that if you take action, you will achieve your goals. So, thank you for tuning in to 5 Minutes with Coach Myrna. In our next episode, we will look at the third law of the universe, the law of correspondence. Please remember to share this episode with your friends, subscribe, and post a review. Until next time, namaste.